Scientists are studying receding Arctic ice, but in Bristol Bay, fishermen have an ice problem of a different kind. There's just not enough of it. KDLG's Mike Mason tells us why.
Last year, commercial fishermen who fish for sockeye in Bristol Bay earned a base price of about 95 cents a pound for their catch. And with chilling and production bonuses, the price paid often exceeded a dollar a pound. That jump in the base price has been attributed to a number of factors, including problems at salmon farms in Chile, an emphasis by consumers to buy wild-caught salmon, and the apparent increase in the quality of the sockeye caught in Bristol Bay. Those quality improvements are in part the result of an emphasis on chilling more salmon at the point of harvest. One of the ways fishermen do that is by using ice supplied by the processors or ice supplied by the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation, which runs a couple of ice barges each summer in Bristol Bay. The corporation also has shore-based ice-making machines stationed at locations across the bay. Last year, BBEDC sold just over 2 million pounds of ice, which is down from the 2.5 million pounds sold back in 2009. BBEDC President and CEO Robin Samuelson says the specifics of how the sockeye fishery progressed in 2010 resulted in less ice being sold because fishermen were pulled into the Wood River Special Harvest Area for a short time, and the weak return of sockeye to Igigik resulted in some fishing closures. Samuelson says it's not viable to move the ice barges from their normal positions.
Very expensive to move that barge, and in Igigik, when it's shut down, we're not going to move it.
One of the concerns is that even if the processors use their tenders to ferry ice, that effort takes a back seat to collecting fish once the run hits full bore. Samuelson says that results in the limited availability of ice for some fishermen in some parts of Bristol Bay.
The number one is for them tenders to pick up fish, not mess with ice. But they say when a salmon run turns on, it's everything they can do just to keep up with salmon.
Many commercial fishing organizations, processors, and municipalities are looking at ways to increase the capacity to produce ice in the bay, but Samuelson does not expect there to be a significant increase in the overall capacity this summer. Samuelson confirms that BBEDC has no plans to build another ice barge for Bristol Bay, but he readily admits that there's a need for another barge or some other form of getting ice to fishermen.
Togiak is short on ice, you know, since they put their new plant into operation over there last year.
There have been some new programs put in place at the state level and some new legislation approved intended to help commercial fishermen make additional quality improvements. And Samuelson added that some new rules allow the processors to join those efforts.
Currently, processors could use half of their landing tax credits for quality improvements to the product of Bristol Bay salmon. And we went down and got the law changed last year that the processors could use the landing tax credits for ice machines.
The Bristol Bay commercial sockeye salmon fishery has been around for well over 100 years, but it hasn't been until just recently that refrigerated seawater systems and the use of ice has really caught on. I'm Mike Mason.